Good morning. Today we're going to finish laws 9 and 10. We have been studying the 10 laws of harvest. So this is number 9. The harvest should honor God. That's a law. The harvest should honor God. Everything I reap can go to a bag with holes. That's something serious, right? Doesn't sound very nice, but that's what the word says. Do you know what that means? That we can work a lot and get a harvest, but it can go away easily. Why? Because if it is not blessed, and it can go easily when it doesn't have the special protection that the Lord and only Him can give for us to enjoy whatever we do or get. I remember my mom when I talk about this topic. She used to say that $100 with God's blessing yield much more than $200 without His blessing. And that was really wise. She was wise. So, some people complain that money is never enough, even if they work a lot and you have a good salary. But people who honor God see multiplication every day. This does not mean if my offering is $50, God will give me 100, as many people say or think. But His blessing comes in many different ways. He always fulfills His promises. Let me give you some very simple examples. When I go to the store, to the supermarket, sometimes, and I find a special offer, that is a way of multiplication, you know, because I find things cheaper, so my money is being multiplied. Sometimes I want to buy something and I don't do it because maybe it's expensive. I cannot do it at that time. But I am surprised when I go next time, it is on sale. Let me tell you this. It seems like a joke, but it isn't. God always has coupons for us. Listen to what He tells His people. Well, He tells you and me, I will open the windows of heaven and give utility super abundantly. Now, this is not for everybody. It is for those who honor Him. And really, I'm not trying to convince anybody to give. I'm just saying what the Spirit told me to say today. Listen to the word. This is God speaking, not me. Malachi 3:10 says, test me, that is God speaking. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Let's have a parenthesis here. I know that some people say this promise was given in the Old Testament. But we have studied how Jesus Himself promised us the Father will give us everything we ask for in His name. And even more, all that we ask, more than what we all ask or imagine. Thank you, Jesus. So what a promise. Imagine to open the windows of heaven so we won't have enough room to store because we are given to share. That's the reason. None of us can keep the blessings just for ourselves. Our God is a giver. He's the giver of life, love, health, salvation, and eternal life. So let's honor God with our lives and all our resources. This is the only way we can be sure our profits won't go to a bag with holes, but we will have such a big harvest that we'll be able to share and spread the kingdom of heaven. And let's go to law number 10. This is the last one. Law number 10 says, the harvest is kept by the Father. And that's also a promise. Everything we have is never safe unless God protects it. The Bible teaches us that the Lord watches over us and keeps us from all harm. That is Psalms 121 verses 5 and 7. In Haggai 2:8 says, God, the Lord Almighty says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. This means he doesn't need any money. He doesn't need my resources. He doesn't need anything because he's the owner of everything. If I don't give God anything, he's still in his same position. He's still God. He is still the owner of everything. His kingdom goes on no matter if I give or I don't do it. Nothing in this universe can stop God's love and his interest for all humanity. But I can stop the blessing by myself. When do I stop the blessing? When I ask God to leave my house, to leave my family, to leave my land and my life. And sometimes we do it, or many people do it. Now, our Father does want to protect us, to keep us safe. Listen to what he says, Malachi 3:11-12. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, will call us. Everybody will see our blessing. That's what God says. All the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. From what or whom will he protect us and our land? From enemies that try to devour our harvest. These enemies are well identified. Look, in Joel 1:4 it says, look at the palmer worm, the locust, the canker worm, and the caterpillar. They ate everything. But if we have honored our Lord, he'll be faithful to his promises. What about, some people say, what about my salary? It's going to be lower now with this crisis. Or what about my job? I may lose my job. What about the rent? How am I going to do to pay the rent? Let's just see what he says and believe him. He is the keeper. And the word says, again, the Lord will preserve us from all evil. He will preserve our soul. This is Psalms 121, verses 7 and 8. And then the word continues, the Lord will watch over you, over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. So let's not be worried. Let's not be worried about anything. He's watching over us and keeps us from any harm. God bless your lives.